From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. European leaders attempt to gain control of the migrant crisis. European Union leaders meeting an emergency session in Brussels early Thursday agreed to provide more than $1 billion to international aid agencies, helping refugees at camps near their home countries. European Council President Donald Tusk warned the potential of millions heading to Europe requires a change in policy.
It is clear that the greatest tide of refugees and migrants is yet to come. Therefore, we need to correct the policy of open doors and windows. Now the focus should be on the proper protection of our external borders and on external assistance to refugees and the countries in our neighborhood.
He said the 28 EU countries have agreed to increase aid to countries like Lebanon, Jordan, and Turkey, which are hosting millions of refugees from war-torn Syria. They also agreed to identify those eligible for refugee protection. Burkina Faso's interim president Wednesday regained control of the country a week after a military general and his supporters overthrew him and his transitional government. Michel Kafando and Prime Minister Yacouba Isaac Zida marked their return to power in an official handover ceremony in the capital, Ouagadougou.
Cher President Michel Kafando,
Benin's President Boni Yayi told Mr. Kafando the Economic Community of West African States, known as ECOWAS, recognizes his authority as interim ruler. Last week's coup came less than a month before elections in which supporters of ousted President Blaise Compaoré were barred from running. Mr. Compaoré ruled Burkina Faso for 27 years before being ousted in a popular uprising last year when he tried to change the constitution to extend his presidency. This is VOA News. Pope Francis